And now we're joined by Jennifer Revelle, the coordinator for service outreach for Murray State University. Welcome to Sounds Good.
Thanks.
We're here to talk about an entity called Get Connected that's an online presence. And I was interested earlier to find out where it started, and you're telling me new things as we're speaking about it this morning, that it's a Galaxy Digital came up with this service that primarily percolated through United Way agencies.
That's correct. Galaxy Digital is a company out of North Carolina, and they have created these online platforms for United Ways across the United States. And Aaron Dale of our local United Way came into contact with them at a conference with other United Way directors and really brought this idea and this possibility back to our community.
What possibility is that made everyone eager to get involved with Get Connected?
Well, let me start by just framing this, that Get Connected is an online system that basically allows nonprofit organizations or other types of community organizations to post needs and opportunities that then individuals in the community can find and meet and connect. So it's an online platform that connects needs with people who want to meet those needs. And we recognized some of the community leaders were together and brainstorming several months ago just about how there's so many needs and opportunities across our community, but really no cohesive picture for individuals of where to get involved or what those needs are. There are resources even at Murray State that are available to for other organizations in the community, but no real good place to go and find out what resources are available. So, actually the director of CASA, Lindsay Harlan, has said, well, wouldn't it be great if we could just find something that would be like a one-stop shop where people could go and find out about events, about volunteer opportunities, about needs for in-kind donations, or just anything that's needed to help support the organizations that are doing so much in our communities.
And I'm taking it that Get Connected makes it easy for the agencies involved, the organizations involved, to update this aggregated site by themselves. Is that how it works?
It's the agencies or organizations can set up a page for themselves, similar to a Facebook page, actually. And on that page, they can give information about their organization. They can post pictures. They can personalize it. But they also then can post events, can post needs, can post opportunities that are current. And those needs and opportunities will actually then show up with individual users, especially if they're following the organization, they're following the type of need. Like, for instance, an individual can say, I'm interested in education, I'm interested in the arts, I'm interested in health, I'm interested in economic development, or a number of different things that they would personally want to get involved in. So then an organization that is in one of those categories, when they post a need or an opportunity for a volunteer or that kind of a thing, it would show up on the individual's pages that are looking for those types of opportunities.
And is Get Connected up and running now for Callaway County?
Yes, the Murray Callaway site is already live. You can go to volunteermurray.org and already see, I think we've got about 30 organizations that are already posting needs. We've got over 50 individual users on the system. So that one is already taking off. Now, interestingly, part of the vision with this system is that it would be regional. It would be a regional resource. And so there are actually 6 United Ways, ours here in Murray Callaway being one of them, that have Galaxy Digital building them an individual site for their community. And then layering over that is the site for Murray State University, so that students and faculty and staff and others here at the university, because this is such a resource-rich and central place, that we actually, all of the needs and opportunities from those individual sites across the region filter up to us so that we can see and meet needs across the region.
So are you telling me that Murray State has a Get Connected page of its own?
Correct. And that will be live next week. So actually, we'll be showcasing it at the event tomorrow. So this will be the first time that anybody's gotten a sneak peek of Murray State's site. And that's actually volunteer.murraystate.edu.
Well, that fits right into all of the service learning initiatives on campus, I would assume.
Correct. And I think this will be very useful for nonprofits. It'll be useful for faith-based organizations, even the Murray State colleges, some of the departments, programs such as the Ames program or the Rural Children's Health Project, programs like that that are already meeting service needs in the region, but also for all of those students that are involved in service learning type of classes. So we've been working with the academic affairs to use this as a resource in that domain as well.
You mentioned a launch event tomorrow, and I understand that you've got sort of a packed house. I'm wondering, for our listeners, what does it take to get trained to use Get Connected? What is that process if someone just wants to be involved?
Well, there are a number of different ways that you can get involved. First of all, the Office of Regional Outreach is kind of a central hub for this system. So anybody who needs more information can contact the Office of Regional Outreach. But we also have scheduled three trainings over the coming weeks that are here on campus in the CTLT computer lab for people who are interested in getting on-site training. Then we have a couple of webinar trainings that people can do at their convenience. The system itself also has training videos. So it's very easy. It's user-friendly. It doesn't take more than probably 30 minutes to set up an agency page and probably not more than 5 minutes to set up an individual profile. So it's very easy.
Is there a gatekeeping process to sort of help people once they're doing this? Say, hey, this may not be in your best interest to do this. Will there be some kind of aid and counsel in the midst of the independence involved?
Yes, and our office is providing that support. Obviously, from a technical perspective, Galaxy Digital provides a lot of technical support. But we're going to work hand-in-hand with the organizations here on campus. And each of the United Ways will be working with the organizations in their communities kind of to be that advice giver and to help help organizations use it more effectively.
When you visioned this project getting up and running, what did you see as success? What is success here?
I think that the biggest thing is that we want for people to take advantage of the resource. Really, the success margin or the mark of success will be, are we meeting those needs that we saw at the beginning? And I think that those needs were mostly two kinds of needs. First of all, connecting needs, which I've already mentioned, that these organizations in the community are needing a way to communicate their message and get people involved. So and we also heard a lot of feedback, even from students here on campus, that they have these, you know, these service learning requirements or that they want to get involved, but they haven't known where to start. So I think it meets that connecting need, but there's also reporting needs. Nonprofits can use this to do some reporting to help them get more grants. Student groups on campus can use this to meet requirements for their fraternity or sorority or, you know, different service requirements. Individuals actually can use the system to create a volunteer resume that they can print out and show in job interviews or for class requirements or in different things to show, hey, look at what I've done and how I've gotten involved. So the system works really well not only for meeting that connecting need, but also for the back-end database reporting needs that have been out there. So,
are there any other elements to Get Connected that we need to cover?
You know, I think just the biggest thing that I want to communicate is that if you are involved in service and outreach in your community or at the university, and you haven't already been getting some information about Get Connected, we want to pull you in and get you involved. And so you can contact my office, 809-5099. That's the Office of Regional Outreach, and ask for more information. We'll get you on board. We'll get you everything you need to get started. But, you know, we just want people to jump in even this week and start using the system. And in fact, one of the first things we're going to do with the system here at Murray State is give students and others at Murray State the opportunity to volunteer for the MLK Day of Service. So that'll be a good opportunity for us to test the waters and get going. But we just want people to get involved and for it to take off and be a grassroots movement.
Tell us again the website for Murray-Calloway County and Murray State.
The Murray-Calloway is volunteermurray.org, and at Murray State, it's volunteer.murraystate.edu.
Great. Thank you. Jennifer Revelle is coordinator for service outreach in the Murray State Regional Outreach Office, and I believe you all are located in the what was formerly known as the Incubator Building.
Yes, now Heritage Hall, and we're delighted with our new digs, and it's a beautiful building, so if you haven't been out there, you should definitely come see it.
Is that at the corner of, I know it's 121 and...
12th Street.
12th Street.
Or, well...
Nope.
16th Street.
16th.
That's right.
That's right.
We got it.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks for being here.
Thanks so much. You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS. We are Murray State's NPR station, online at WKMS.org.